Welcome
to Radio
Melodic.
Unverkennbar, die Scorpions waren das zum Auftakt der neuen Sendung von Radio Melodic, die Nummer 135. Heute in ein bisschen abgespeckter Form, bisschen kürzer als sonst und nur mit mir alleine. Der noch mehr als ich gestresste Paddy ist heute nicht dabei. Nichtsdestotrotz wollen wir euch ein klein bisschen, kleine Sendung, kleine Sonderurlaubs-Sommersendung machen. Es gibt ein Interview mit Iced Earth, das wir auf der Pressekonferenz in Schweden mitgeschnitten haben. Es gibt ein paar neue CDs und einige gute alte Klassiker. Viel Spaß mit der Sendung 135.
Oh,
You're listening to Radio Melodic. It's more than a feeling.
Everything changes, and how does it feel? Set the world in motion like an everlasting wheel. It's losing its color, it's all black and white. The summer's gone and winter's coming into sight. I'm the one for you who takes you through the pain.
Brandneues Material gibt's natürlich auch, und zwar von einer Formation, die sich Mader nennt. Ihr Debütalbum erscheint am 10. August und nennt sich Another Thing Coming. Und genau diesen Titel hören wir uns jetzt mal an. Hier sind sie, neu bei Radio Melodic, Mader.
Can't stand what happened to the bullshit, but still. I just want to ask you about the concert and all the bullshit, you know. I just call you up again and hope you're there, okay? So, take care. Bye.
Demon Drive waren das. Jetzt habe ich eine CD vorliegen, da habe ich leider nicht allzu viel Info drüber. Die Formation nennt sich Chad Trail, stammt vermutlich aus Schweden. Ihr Album nennt sich Edge of Existence. Geboten wird Rockmusik mit weiblicher Stimme. Ja, da hören wir jetzt einfach mal rein. Neu bei Radio Melodic, Chad Trail.
Save us.
Radio Melodic, your rock station.
Wir haben auf dem Schwedenrock Festival die Pressekonferenz mit Iced Earth besucht und das haben wir ein bisschen mitgeschnitten und das wollen wir euch jetzt vorspielen. Der Paddy hat im Nachhinein die Fragen der Journalisten neu eingesprochen, also nicht wundern, wenn der Ton ein bisschen zwischen Studio und Live abwechselt. Hier ist unser Interview mit Iced Earth.
What was the reaction of the fans when touring with Ripper Owens as a new Iced Earth singer?
Audience was great. It was a, I mean, no difference than it has been, actually. It was, you know, he's a perfect fit. You know, the old songs, the new songs, it's great. So, I mean, there hasn't been any change in the Iced Earth spirit in the last 20 years, so.
Glorious Burden, the latest Iced Earth release, is already 7 years old. What happened in the meantime?
Well, I've been writing this gigantic epic, for one thing, for about the last year and 4 or 5 months. So, and in the meantime, I had a daughter. So I spent some time at home after that, which was pretty awesome. Did the Demons and Wizards album, and then started working on the new Iced Earth. So, you know, it's been about 3 years, I guess, since Glorious Burden came out. But there's been a lot of work going on in that time.
John, what about your back? You had serious problems and couldn't play all the shows?
There's still issues there, but it's, you know, we're just gonna deal with it. It had been doing really well in the last couple years. We had to cancel a lot of shows on the Glorious Burden tour because of it, and I had a few medical procedures done, and everything was going really well until right before we started the mix, and things, you know, started getting problematic again. So, but I think it's gonna be fine. You know.
Life in Athens, your famous live album from 1999, was just released as a DVD. But what about some new Iced Earth DVD stuff?
There will be.
When and which?
Well, we're going to do touring on, you know, a lot of touring on the whole Something Wicked epic. So we're going to be compiling, you know, a lot of footage from out the tours, and there'll be a proper Iced Earth DVD done, you know, and should have been done when we were on Century Media. There will be one on this.
Ripper, one thing you complained about when being in Judas Priest was that you were not involved in the songwriting process. What about songwriting in Iced Earth?
Well, it's two different things, really. I mean, I could have been involved. I mean, this record is something different, like we said. I mean, it's something in John's head. It's a story that he has, you know. And there's not much I could do with that, is maybe, you know, contributing a few melodies. But, you know, with Priest, the difference was I could have, you know. And that was the difference, really, because we didn't have a concept story that was in anybody's head, you know. So, and it's a learning process. I mean, you know, we learned a lot doing this record, what we can do together. You know, you always learn as a musician, and you always kind of grow and do things, and, you know.
Are there any other topics in American history that could be a background for Iced Earth material?
I think it'd be really cool to do a D-Day song someday. Sorry?
Wild Frontier Ages.
What about Wild Frontier Ages?
I actually am probably more into the French and Indian War era. You know, when you talk about the 17th century, that era. You know, I like the Iroquois and the Eastern Indians. You know, they're Mohicans. Yeah, I mean, that era has always been interesting to me. We actually had a song years ago called The Last Stand that was, about Custer and that whole deal. And that was a pretty cool song. I mean, you were talking like purgatory days. This is way back. But, you know, you never know. Something might happen. But I saw that Maiden did the D-Day thing, so I probably ought to hold off on that for a while.
Desperate! Melodic brandneu.
Jetzt gibt's wieder was Neues, aber von einem altbekannten Altmeister. Paul Sabu bringt eine neue Scheibe auf den Markt. Sie nennt sich Strange Messiah. Und das Album erscheint am 31. August, also ist noch ein bisschen Zeit. Bis dahin könnt ihr schon bei uns mal reinhören. Hier ist ein Titel aus dem neuen Album Strange Messiah, neu bei Radio Melodic, Paul Sabu.
You pull my strings, but you wonder why they always break. You hand me up. Ganz neu.
Eine habe ich noch, eine neue Scheibe von der Formation Shadowland, die am 10.8. ihr Debütalbum auf den Markt bringen. Das Teil nennt sich Falling. Und ja, geboten wird Melodic Metal. Wir hören mal rein. Neu bei Radio Melodic, Shadowland.
All right.
it rocks.
Yeah.
So, das war's leider schon mit unserer abgespeckten Version der Sendung 135, aber ganz alleine lassen wollten wir euch nicht. Ich verabschiede mich jetzt auf jeden Fall erstmal in den Urlaub und wir hören uns dann nachher frisch erholt wieder. Ich wünsche euch allen derweil einen heißen, rockigen Sommer. Wir beschließen die Sendung mit einem Titel von Yawn, Where the Winds Blow. Keep on rocking. Ciao. Bye bye.
Now I'll tell you something, baby. You sure know how to keep a good man down. I gave you my heart and soul, kept you warm when the nights were cold. You say you need some time to think it over, but I can't wait no more. Down that long winding road I'll go, running fast, ain't looking back. Follow a clear blue sky on all the dreams I'm depending. For sunrise, where the winds blow, that's where I go, down the river to the sea. Like a blind man in a strange land, will I ever see the day? Will I ever see the day? Woman, I keep on pushing hard. Every day the song remains the same, and I never seem to learn that my heart on love, now I got memories to burn. Everywhere I go there is trouble, always double, baby. Spend my time drinking too much wine, I can't take. Until the day that I die, oh, I'll
This is it. This is rock. This is Radio Melodic.